Eryxias by Plato. Recording by Jeffrey Edwards. Eryxias. Persons of the Dialogue. Socrates. Eryxias. Erisistratus. Critias. Scene. The portico of a temple of Zeus. It happened by chance that Eryxias the Styrian was walking with me in the portico of Zeus the Deliverer, when there came up to us Critias and Erisistratus, the latter the son of Phaex, who was the nephew of Erisistratus. Now Erisistratus had just arrived from Sicily and that part of the world. As they approached, he said, "Hail, Socrates!" Socrates. "The same to you," I said. "Have you any good news from Sicily to tell us?" Erisistratus. "Most excellent. But if you please, let us first sit down, for I am tired with my yesterday's journey from Megara." Socrates. "Gladly, if that is your desire." Erisistratus. "What would you wish to hear first?" he said. "What the Sicilians are doing, or how they are disposed towards our city. To my mind, they are very like wasps. So long as you only cause them a little annoyance, they are quite unmanageable. You must destroy their nests if you wish to get the better of them. And, in a similar way, the Syracusans, unless we set to work in earnest and go against them with a great expedition, will never submit to our rule. The petty injuries which we at present inflict merely irritate them enough to make them utterly intractable. And now they have sent ambassadors to Athens, and intend, I suspect, to play us some trick." While we were talking, the Syracusan envoys chanced to go by, and Erisistratus, pointing to one of them, said to me, "That, Socrates, is the richest man in all Italy and Sicily. For who has larger estates, or more land at his disposal to cultivate if he please? And they are of a quality, too, finer than any other land in Hellas. Moreover, he has all the things which go to make up wealth, slaves and horses innumerable, gold and silver without end." I saw that he was inclined to expatiate on the riches of the man, so I asked him, "Well, Erisistratus, and what sort of character does he bear in Sicily?" Erisistratus. "He is esteemed to be, and really is, the wickedest of all the Sicilians and Italians, and even more wicked than he is rich. Indeed, if you were to ask any Sicilian whom he thought to be the worst and the richest of mankind, you would never hear anyone else named." I reflected that we were speaking not of trivial matters, but about wealth and virtue, which are deemed to be of the greatest moment, and I asked Erisistratus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?